As you work on sexual intimacy, be sure to do this. Hi, this is Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous. In recent weeks, I've been looking for more sources of both practical information and emotional inspiration to address my current chronic health issues. One personal story that struck me comes from actor Timothy Omundson, whom I was familiar with as Detective Lassiter in Psych and King Richard in Gallivant. I understand he's now in This Is Us. I was listening to an interview with him by actor Michael Rosenbaum, and he said something that stuck with me is applicable to any journey of healing, including the healing of your sexuality or marital intimacy. I encourage you to watch the clip below, but as a summary, I'll tell you that Timothy Omundson had a stroke. And he tells the story of visiting a meeting of stroke survivors and one man who stood up and spoke about the importance of honoring the milestones. Honor the milestones. Other marriage bloggers have spoken very well about celebrating your progress, but something about that particular phrasing, honor the milestones, resonates with me. Maybe it's because I'm a fan generally of the word honor. It appears often in scripture. 178 hits for that word in the King James Version, 177 in the English Standard Version, and 211 in the New International Version. And it's also in a few of my favorite verses, such as, "Be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves," Romans 12:10. "You are worthy, our Lord, O God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being," Revelation 4:11. And then there's this verse about the marriage bed. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Hebrews 13:4. Also, the phrase honor the milestones is reminiscent of the story of Samuel setting down an actual stone to mark the progress of God's people. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." 1 Samuel 7:12. How we make progress. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. I wish I had the magic bullet to make everyone's marriage bed a place of mutual pleasure, satisfaction, and intimacy. But then I also wish we could cure hunger, poverty, addiction, mental illness, disease, and a host of other ills. God's response is that he will restore a lot, see Joel 2:25, and he'll turn wailing to dancing, Psalm 30:11. God will be with us in our pain, see Psalm 34:18. And our journey towards something better, Isaiah 43:2. But if you're looking for a single switch that flips it all from bad to good, that's next life stuff. Rather, progress is almost always made incrementally. Even Paul, with his road to Damascus conversion, spent a long time with Ananias as a mentor, and then being refined into the apostle he became. Starting with baby steps. We've said it so often on the Sex Chat for Christian Wives podcast that it's become a square on our bingo card. You begin with baby steps. Baby steps begin tentatively. But what happens after your child takes his or her first step? Does anyone say, "Big deal, I'll cheer once they're running"? No! As any young parent knows, you applaud like your child just won a gold medal at the Olympics. Over time, of course, you don't have that same reaction for a few steps, but you do continue to encourage your child and you share their progress with others who love them. And maybe a few don't. Yet when it comes to making progress in our marriage or our sex lives, do we cheer on those first steps? It's true that you can't stop there, but those first tentative steps matter. Marking the milestones. Maybe you're just starting out with those baby steps. Or maybe you've worked on issues for a while, but you're frustrated that you haven't reached your goals. Despite doing better, you still struggle with body image. Or your past trauma got triggered again. You can't seem to fully relax and enjoy the experience. You made another clumsy attempt to initiate sex. You failed to reach orgasm this time. You didn't feel God's blessing of your sexual pleasure, but rather guilt. Add whatever other frustration you're experiencing to the list. But what about how far you've come? Honoring the milestones, truly honoring them with the attitude of, "Thus far the Lord has helped me," can remind us that even a step back isn't a failure. You're on a journey, and all the steps you've taken toward healthy and holy sexual intimacy with your spouse matter. They are markers toward the ultimate goal of one flesh and that mystery of reflecting God and His bride, the church, talked about in Ephesians 5:32. Remembering the past, pressing ahead. Sometimes I think we misconstrue the following verse, believing we're supposed to be solely focused on the future. But one thing I do, Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13b-14. Yet in that book, Paul talks about what's been happening in his life and refers back to all that God has done for him, especially through the sacrifice of Christ. He doesn't dwell in the past, but he uses what has happened so far to push him forward toward the prize. It's like a marathon runner who doesn't or shouldn't keep thinking about the last mile and how they could have done it differently. Rather, they calculate how far they've come, halfway there, and focus on where they're going. Finish line! Okay, not that I have any actual idea how runners think. I'm in that camp of if you see me running, you should run too because we're being chased by something bad. But I've heard that's how they think. But you know, you'll do all this better if you write it down. That is, honor the milestones by writing out where you started, what your first steps were like, how far you've come, what your next step will be, and where you hope to end up. I'm happy to cheer you on. Within the post, there are also several recommendations of blog posts by colleagues that will help you with this topic on baby steps, as well as a downloadable PDF where you can track that progress and honor the milestones.